Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the ocean and the birthdays of Ben Pollock, Gene Austin, Henry Creamer, and Charles Cayley. We're a little late, but a couple of weeks ago, June 8th, was World Ocean Day. World Ocean Day was created in 1992 at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro and is an opportunity to celebrate the world ocean and our personal connection to the sea. Whether you live inland or on the coast, we're all connected to the ocean. The Ocean Project coordinates events and activities worldwide with aquaria, zoos, museums, conservation organizations, schools, and businesses designed to encourage individuals to think about what the ocean means to them. World Ocean Day allows us to discover the wealth of diverse and beautiful ocean creatures and habitats, how our daily actions affect them, and how we are all interconnected. So here to celebrate World Ocean Day and do our part to raise consciousness about the ocean is a set of rapidly rotating records about the ocean, beginning with the High Steppers.
Thank you. to Berlin follows his recent smash hit, Say It Isn't So, with a new one. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Tell you what is in my heart. How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Leave your care, come down where
like that record. Bernie Cummins and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra from November 4th, 1930, and Deep Sea Lowdown, written by Joe Linz and Roger Bunnell. Before that, we heard Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees in 1932 asking the musical question, "How deep is the ocean?" That was preceded by the Five Birmingham Babies, actually a pseudonym for the California Ramblers when recording for Pathé Actuel, and Deep Sea Blues, recorded November 10, 1924. We began our tribute to World Ocean Day with Russ Carlson and the High Steppers, and There's Oceans of Love by the Beautiful Sea, written by pianist and singer Little Jack Little and J. Fred Coots. The vocalist on that June 20, 1932 recording on the Crown label was Elmer Feldkamp. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, of bandleader and drummer Ben Pollock. He played in several bands in Chicago before joining the Friar Society Orchestra, which was named after the club, the Friars Inn, on Wabash Street at Van Buren. The group's name was changed in 1922 to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings when they lost the gig at Friars Inn. In 1923 and 24, Pollock played with Harry Baston at the Venice Ballroom in Los Angeles, and in late 1925 took over the band. In 1926, he took the band to Chicago, where they played at hotels in Chicago as well as Atlantic City and New York. That same year, the band landed a contract with Victor and recorded with that label until 1929. In 1927, the band relocated to California and then moved to New York, where it found a home at the Park Central Hotel. The group disbanded in 1934, but the following year the Corps was reorganized by Gil Roden into a cooperative fronted by Bob Crosby, and in 1936 Pollock formed a new band. He continued to lead bands into the 1950s, and in 1956 was in the biopic The Benny Goodman Story. During the 1960s, he owned restaurants in Hollywood and Palm Springs, where he played from time to time. Despondent over a medical prognosis, Ben Pollock committed suicide by hanging himself in Palm Springs on June 7, 1971. But here from better earlier times are three from Ben Pollock.
Thank you. a bashful baby, you're cute as you can be. Bashful baby, you're just the type for me. I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Bashful baby, how about a little kiss? Bashful baby, I can't go on like this. You've got my heart bumping apart. Don't be bashful, baby, with me. Thank you.
Dorothy Williams and Hannah Williams with Ben Pollock and his Californians and He's the Last Word, recorded in Chicago by Victor on December 17, 1926. That record features Benny Goodman's first recorded solo, and it was preceded by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with Bashful Baby, written by Cliff Friend and Abner Silver. The vocalist on that July 25, 1929 recording was Scrappy Lambert, who was credited on the label as Bert Loren. We began our tribute to Ben Pollock with Ben himself performing vocally on Phil Baxter's I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. That February 12, 1931 recording was issued on the Perfect label. Drummer, bandleader, and restaurateur Ben Pollock, born June 22, 1903. We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, June 24th, marked the birth in 1900 in Gainesville, Texas, of Eugene Lucas. You may know him better as crooner and composer Gene Austin. He grew up in Louisiana and at age 15 literally ran off to join the circus, where he learned to play calliope. He served in World War I, after which he teamed up with Roy Berger in vaudeville, and in 1924 they composed the hit How Come You Do Me Like You Do. Gene Austin composed more than 100 songs, including When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, The Lonesome Road, and Riding Around in the Rain, without ever learning to read or notate music. He began recording in 1923 and became a star in 1927 with My Blue Heaven, which was the all-time top seller until it was edged out 15 years later by Bing Crosby's White Christmas. In 1935, Austin appeared in Klondike Annie, and he wrote the song I'm an Occidental Woman in an Oriental Mood for Love for the film's star, Mae West. He appeared in several other movie musicals in the 30s, most notably The Gift of Gab. He was a vocalist on Joe Penner's radio show in the late 30s, and in the 40s ran his own club in California named Blue Heaven. Gene Austin died in Palm Springs on January 24, 1972. Here's Gene Austin.
Maniac, wild and tearing his hair. Jumping like jumping jack, child, you should have been there. He laughed so loud I thought that I would cave in when I heard that silly dappy dilly raving. Five foot two, eyes blue, but oh boy, what those five could do. Has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hoe, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond ring, and all those things, you can bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she woo, could she woo? Has anybody seen my girl? Love made him a lunatic. Gee, he hollered and cried like a monkey on a stick. He was fit to be tied. He laughed so loud I thought that I would cave in when I heard that silly daffy dilly raving. 5 foot two and I flew, but oh boy, what those five to do. Has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, a flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond ring, and all those things, you bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? Thank you. could she love? Could she, could she, could she, could she do? Has anybody seen that girl before?
Sick old age, with flirting all the rage, is one bird with self-control, happy inside my cage. I know who I love best, don't care for all the rest. My love was given heart and soul, so it can stand the test. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. No one to talk with, I'm all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy with on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Certain that's the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, I don't go nowhere, but what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. I don't stay out late and don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
The more I'm with you, the more I can see my love is yours alone. You came and captured a heart that was free. Now I've nothing I can call my own. Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Everything I have is yours, my destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my all. Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Mm-hmm. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours. My life, my all.
From the 1933 movie musical Dancing Lady, Jean Austen and Everything I Have Is Yours, written by Harold Adamson and Burton Lane. Dancing Lady starred Joan Crawford and Clark Gable and was Fred Astaire's official movie debut. Mo Howard is also in there as a stagehand. The recording we just heard was made December 29th. Before Everything I Have Is Yours, it was Fats Waller and Andy Razaf's Ain't Misbehavin' from July 30th, 1929. We began our tribute to Jean Austen with Jean accompanied by pianist Dave Franklin and 5'2" Eyes of Blue from December of 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, June 21st, marked the birth in 1879 in Richmond, Virginia, of lyricist, author, publisher, and singer Henry Sterling Creamer. He played vaudeville in the U.S. and Europe with his chief collaborator, pianist Turner Layton, and worked for the Gotham Attucks Music Company in New York. He co-founded the Clef Club, which was part fraternal organization and part union. It was located on West 53rd Street, and the building served as both a club and a booking office. Creamer was its press representative and general manager, and the Clef Club's first elected president was James Reese Europ, who also served as conductor of its symphonic orchestra. Henry Creamer wrote a number of hits, including After You've Gone, That's a Plenty, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. His Broadway stage scores include Three Showers, Keep Shufflin', and Strut Miss Lizzy. Henry Creamer died in New York on October 14, 1930. Here are three from the pen of Henry Creamer.
Thank you. dying after you've gone. There's no denying you feel blue or you feel sad. There'll come a time, don't you forget it. There'll come a time, won't you regret it. Oh, baby, look what you're doing. You've left me flat and you're just leading me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Thank you.
Lyricist Henry Creamer, born June 21st, 1879. We began with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Give Me the Sunshine. The vocalist on that March 14th, 1928 recording was Franklin Bauer. Next, it was Teddy Foster with Billy Cotton and his band and the Henry Creamer-Turner Layton collaboration After You've Gone from January 18th, 1936. We finished up with another Creamer-Layton collaboration, Strut Miss Lizzie, performed there by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang, featuring Bick Spiderbeck. That's from June 6, 1930. Last week, I got an email from regular listener Richard in Crystal Lake, Illinois, letting me know that while going through boxes of 78s at the Union Illinois Fair and Auction, he had come across a record by Charles Cayley and asked if I had any others. Columbia issued 8 sides in 1927 and 28 with Cayley as nominal director of Charles Cayley and his orchestra, with Cayley as vocalist on all 8. 2 other sides were recorded but rejected. Charles Cayley was a violinist, performed vocally on other recordings, and appeared in 3 movies, The Singing Buckaroo in 1937, Redheads in 1930, and 1930's Lord Byron of Broadway. He was born on June 16, 1902, in Iowa, and died on September 7, 1965, in California. We're a little late in celebrating his birthday, but here for listener Richard are the Just 3 Sides I Do Have by Charles Cayley. Thank you.
how to make them jealous of you. My baby knows how. Who has taught me what real bliss is? Who knows how to feed me kisses? My baby knows how. He's got that way, that certain way, you know what I mean. And am I fond of it? Say, I love it, and how? I ask you, who gives me a new ambition? Makes me holler intermission. My baby knows how.
By request of regular listener Rich in Crystal Lake, Illinois, that was vocalist Charles Cayley, born June 16, 1902. We began with The Radio Lights, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and If I'd Only Believed in You, from October 25th, 1926. We finished up with the flip side of that record, Sunday, from the same session. In between, recorded just 3 days later by Martin's Dance Orchestra, a Sam Lannon pseudonym, it was My Baby Knows How, written by Benny Davis, Harry Axt, and Harry Richman. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.